Okay, huddle up, sports fans. Live from Studio B, it's showtime for Ken, Mark, and John, the sports authorities, here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
Well, here we are, even though he's still pissed and talking about the game that nobody cares about. It's time for the sports authorities. Yay!
Yay, we came down the tunnel. There was a big pothole in the middle of it.
Hell yeah, there was.
Jeez.
There was a bunch of ice, man.
Yeah, there was a bunch of illegal immigrants in that...
Well, don't you worry. Ice will be there. See how I worked that in?
Uh-huh.
There you go. Talking about ice. And he's still mad that there was bad news on the ice, even though at any given time he could switch over and be a fine Red Wing fan.
Nope.
We are welcoming you today to the sports authorities.
Well, we needed a sound effect for that, didn't we?
No. No red and white in this man.
There we
blue,
go.
Blue and white all the way.
Blue and white. Talking about Blue and White. Welcome. John Sarra here with the Sports Authorities here in Studio B at CKIW I-76 Sport Complex and Baseball Utopia.
And Entertainment Center.
And gambling.
Yeah, and other things.
And heart attack victims and...
And car wash.
Yeah. And place where you learn how to do that paddle thing. Clear! Because Mark's on the bottom of it. Ah! You know?
Yeah, you should have seen Mark last night.
But. We heard Mark last night. People were sleeping. We got phone calls from around the world in our 71 countries. I take it that the Leafs did something bad. No, the refs did something bad. And you're going to hear all about that today on the Sports Authorities, which we are not bought and paid for by anybody. We do not have the FCC here. We do have the DMCA, so we do follow those rules.
That's probably good the FCC isn't here today.
Yeah.
And we also follow high standards.
And we got the highest standards of all time here. We are authorities. We are not experts, which puts us one grade above them.
Remember, what happens if you don't understand something? You can call an expert and try to figure out what's going on, or you call the authorities and we just lay down the law.
There you go, kiddies. As very eloquently said, I must say. What else? All of the opinions are ours, so think about suing us. He'll be greatly disappointed.
And you know what? Some of the opinions are actually opinions of somebody else. We just picked them up along the way. So, the hell with it.
If you're going to try to sue us, you might as well just send us money. Because you're not going to get any out of us.
There you go. So, all right. So, here's what we do. What we should, because he's in his own season right now. Still wearing the uniform of the Super CPA himself. It's Ken Pocket. Hiya, Kenny.
Hi, John, and hello to everyone out there. Glad you're out there listening to us.
Yeah, look out if you're anywhere in the Detroit metropolitan area. I guess it's slippy slidey out there. But what's not even more slippy and slidey is somebody trying to go up the right wing for a Red Wing, for a victory, as opposed to... Because they have to cry every time a goal is scored against them.
Boo!
But with that, wow. It's Dave Dial's favorite son, all the way from parts unknown, our sport director, Mark Melichek. Hiya, Mark.
Hi, John. Hi, Kenny. And just to let everybody know, status update, I'm doing fine.
The heart pains are gone.
Yeah. After last night, I'm still doing okay.
Okay. There you go. And there's our Mark update. Okay. So the people around the world that were inquiring about your health.
That's right. Yeah. Everybody
especially
that was.
Last night.
Yeah. After what happened last night, I'm still doing okay.
I'm doing fine. Okay. Good stuff. All right. So with the creaky chair and everything, what we do here is Mark writes up a book every single week that we are here with topics of today.
He does extensive research. Extremely. Hours.
That's
yes.
right. He just doesn't hand it over to the interns. He does it himself. So you're going to hear us call out some numbers, and that's where the topics are that we have not read before the show. So everything is fresh than a daisy, which I never understood that ever. You know.
Fresh as a...
Yeah. That's as fresh as that was.
Ooh, that's even fresher.
There you go. That was directly made. All right. So, I mean, as much as we're talking off mic about the NHL, NHL, if they're looking to put Seattle back into the NHL, you know, and that puts the Wings back, whoops.
Maybe.
Back in the West, and man, we can't get there fast enough. Yes, you got to go to California. Yes, you got to go to Arizona. But yes, you get to beat up on some shit teams while you're shit now. You know, I mean, I don't know what league or what conference wouldn't love to have the Wings for the next couple of years.
Oh, wait a minute. I thought you said they were undefeated.
They are still undefeated.
Okay, so it doesn't really matter where they play, right?
That's true, too. That's why they said they all welcomed them in, right? They want to see stronger competition.
Maybe not. I'm not okay after all.
Ooh. Any division would love to have the Red Wings. And they're consistently sold out Joe Louis Little Caesar Arena.
Pizza.
There you go.
Yeah, we see the sellouts here, don't we?
Sell out every day, and they are sold out all the way to 2021. Book solid. Don't even try to get a ticket. Don't even go down. If you don't got a ticket, don't worry about it. You're not going to see it. Might as well just go in the concourse and watch it with all the other people.
Or just watch it on your local Fox affiliate.
Yeah, just don't watch the news. Well, that's probably the easiest part of the show. You know? Start off going where we don't have to talk about Austin Matthews. All right. What is number six all about, Alfie?
What is number six?
Who wrote this?
Oh, Austin Jackson.
There you go. Action Jackson.
For all Detroit Tiger fans, they should hopefully they remember Austin Jackson, our ex-center fielder, which is now the San Francisco Giants.
Problem. I mean, center fielder.
Center fielder. He just signed a two-year, $6 million contract to be their center fielder. So now the Giants have gone completely crazy signing people and trading people. So
I mean, look at that contract. Boy, has he fallen.
Yeah, from...
Just $6 million for 2 years? So he's $3 million a year?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a lot of I read, a lot of performance bonuses that are included in that. But
what is he, 90 now?
No, 31.
Okay,
but he faded about 3 years ago, big time.
Yeah, he's been the last couple of years. He's had a lot of injury, calf injury, I think, and a foot injury, toe injury, or whatever. But
the Giants are $2 million underneath the luxury tax. Whee! Yeah. What are you going to get for $2 million?
Well, that means they got to be close to
Granderson.
If they're $2 million under, that means they got to be close to $200 million for total.
Yeah,
or close to it.
Yeah, because they've got a lot of healthy contracts on that team because of players that they carried over from their World Series years.
Yeah, Johnny Cueto and
Bumgarner and Bumgarner. Brandon Crawford.
Wow. And plus, they picked up Evan Longoria now.
Yep.
So they picked up that contract.
Why are they so desperate? You know, I mean, this is almost like an Ilitch move.
Yeah.
You had one crap year, you know, and it was like, oh my God, sign everybody, sign names. Don't necessarily sign talent. Sign names.
Well, yeah. Basically, it is an Ilitch move because they had so many contracts that they couldn't get rid of. They figured they might as well go for it.
Right.
I guess. I mean, go for what, though? You know, do you really think this team's going to rebound with Action Jackson in center field?
Well, I mean, they have.
What did he hit last year? Three?
No, he hit a little bit better than Anthony Gose.
Loser.
Gee, that's a tough one to beat, huh?
Yeah, no kidding. Bar is high.
Yeah, but I mean, they have pretty good talent. You know, they have decent pitching if they ever stay healthy. You have Buster Posey, but Buster Posey can't keep catching. He's gonna get himself destroyed catching.
All right, so where do you put him now? As I put the microphone somewhere else. I mean, where do you put San Francisco now? Contender?
No.
Middle of the road.
Middle of the road, yeah.
Then why spend all this money? Why go $2 million underneath a luxury tax to be middle of the road? I mean, this is like old school. This is like Illich baseball.
Yeah.
You know? Sign like crazy, get big, splashy contracts, and be hamstrung for decades.
Yep.
You know, for older, fading folk.
Unless they're thinking about trading one of their pitchers.
You know, who are you going to trade to?
If they can trade Cueto or Samardzija.
Cueto?
Or somebody like that,
well,
maybe.
Here's the problem. You have a team that has a run of success. And frankly, the Giants were successful as opposed to our beloved Tigers that never actually won a World Series in this last iteration.
Yeah, because the Giants won two World Series in the past... What, 6 years?
Went against Detroit.
Yeah. So, you know, you look at them and they had a good run. Now you're getting to the point where, you're starting to see the veteran players are getting older. Performance is going down. You've had a bad year. Yeah, there have been some injuries, but that's what happens when players get older. And you've got these contracts you're locked into, and then you have to make a decision. What do?
Yeah.
Do we blow it up, or do we keep trying to stretch it out? And you see some teams that keep trying to stretch it out, and then they pay a price for it. You know, you look at the Tigers, and you look at the Phillies a few years ago, and you know the Phillies' rebuild has not worked.
True.
They're still horrible, okay? And you're like 4 years in. Now, the Tigers, they're looking at a similar thing. You know, they just came out with the top 100 prospects listing.
And like
they were three Tigers, and then another one had four.
Can you imagine? Because they said, wow, look, it just shows how well Detroit's drafting now. We got three of the top 100, which means we have 97 of the not top 100s. We only have three out of 100. And I don't have to go to Kenny to say, you know what the percentage of that is? Three out of 100?
Not three. Real good.
Crap.
And the fact is that when you look at
3%,
they're all pitchers. And two of the three pitchers, there's questions as far as durability because they have violent motions. So, you know,
Mark was all impressed that he knocked that 3% right out of the box. Yeah. There you go. Next.
Ooh, thank you.
This CPA thing's easy.
But, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So we'll see how this works out, okay?
Well, they got the pitcher that they're all high on.
Yeah.
But, I mean, everybody that... One guy, they got three of the top 100. One kid has never, ever played in the majors. Not one pitch yet. Okay, and he's in the top 100 somehow. Huh? Okay, whatever. And you're right, and then they got that Perez guy?
Yeah, he was up 35.
Yeah.
Not bad.
And so where's
not one of the top 10.
No, I mean, they're like 50 and below.
Yeah.
You know, so... I'm not impressed. Top 100. So what?
Yeah.
You know, that means 50. Let's see. 50.
And you know what they say about prospects? They're suspects.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I want to see this catcher, but everybody is single A ball.
Yeah.
You know, single A or low A. I mean, they're playing with the Flying Tigers, some of them.
Right.
Next year.
Right. You don't really. You don't have any real talent that's ready to come up. The only one you had was Candelario, who we saw for a bit last year. Okay? He's the only one that's anywhere near.
True.
Okay? Nobody's going to be in Toledo next year. None of these guys are going to be in Toledo. They're all going to be Erie or below.
Yeah. Oh, if they make it to Erie. If they do, it's in, like, August.
Well, Perez will be. I would think Perez will start because he was in Double-A last year.
All right. So even if he starts at Triple-A this year.
No, I think they start with your ear. Yeah. He wasn't great in Double A.
No.
So
I mean, same thing. I want to see this catcher kid. I don't understand why they're so high on the guy. I mean, he's evidently he's got a racket for an arm.
He was the top defensive catching prospect.
Which means what? Means you're the lowest batting prospect.
Oh, he's number five overall. I mean, he's
five
he's,
over what?
He's a definite prospect as a catcher.
Yeah, but five out of how many?
Out of all of them.
And how many's all of them?
The whole minor league system. All minor leagues.
Out of all, he's the fifth best catcher?
Fifth best catcher and number one defensively.
Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, he's a real deal too, but he's far down, and the question is going to be, will he be able to hit as he moves along? You know, I mean, if he turns out to be Gerald Laird, not bad at all, you know.
But if he's a Jacoby, you know, here's a major league curve. Oops.
Yeah.
Here's a curve. Oops.
Yeah.
You know, can field like no tomorrow, but oops.
What the hell was that? Oh, that was called a slider. Oops. Oh, shit.
Three of those and you go sit down.
Yeah. Ain't like those machines that they have in Royal Oak outside where I put a quarter in and they throw some at me. You know, I can knock those things out every day. We should go there, by the way, this year. Go to batting cages. They just redid those, the outdoor ones.
Okay.
Kind of cool, actually.
Sure.
He's starting on his walk, and here he comes.
Oh, do we want to talk about them?
What's he walking on, a plank?
Well,
there are sharks underneath, circling?
Clearly, if you're a faithful listener of our show, then you know that it's time for the little shrimp himself. You know, Stan Van... Maybe I can do that. Stan Van... There you go. The guy who can't do it. I mean, the guy seriously can't reach the sink, you know, to, like, brush his teeth and spit out. He puts it on his shoes. I'll spit for you. There you go. He cannot be your head of basketball operations. He cannot be your coach. You got eight games. Allegedly, you have eight games to prove yourself to the All-Star break. You know, so far... You have a team that can't finish. And there is some, and our fifth Beatle, Paul Jurek, although he doesn't do scores, and I wish he would, he charts the Pistons and the Tigers every single game, every time. But I would love to know how many games the Pistons have lost by 5 points or less this season. You can't finish. This is a team, I mean, has the team quit? Or are they going to wait for you-know-who to come back? But he was the biggest problem anyway. So, okay, so Ish Smith can't deliver this team. Next. So now, fire sale? Who are you going to give it to? Who wants your pieces? But where the hell is your owner? You know?
Yeah.
You never hear from him. Yeah. He's never around.
No. I mean, it's a play toy when it's cute in the beginning of the year, and it's, you know, your record is 0-0. You know, and so there's always hope and all this shit. I mean, you can see now clearly what's going on. Sells the palace, ching that money. You know, put the Pistons in Detroit, some sucker's going to buy them. It's almost kind of like one of those things that you buy from Amazon and you really don't want, but you think it's going to be a real drag to take back, so you kind of keep it anyways. Whether you want it or not. And so you wonder if the Ilitch family is going to say, well, the Pistons are here. You know, we got them. We spent money in our, you know, Joe Louis, Little Caesar. You know, we might as well keep them. I mean, this guy could give a hell less. You know, I mean, if you're an owner that would see the kind of effort that the Pistons have put on for the last X number of years, I mean, they're what, two games down below 500? One game below 500?
One.
Okay. So, and you got an owner that's like, whatever, I'm partying in California, peace out.
Yeah.
You know, I've never seen an absentee owner... In any Detroit sport, can you remember one? Not even Sonny, whatever his name was, who had the Detroit Rowdies or whoever they were. You know?
Yeah.
I can't think of one owner in Detroit that was so disengaged.
Yeah. And another thing that seems a little weird that...
Well, Tom Monahan was kind of disengaged the last few years after he moved into that convent.
But he was still here.
True.
Well... But
he had the good things to sell.
Well, that's true, too. But you have Milwaukee firing their coach, and they're above 500, and you have Stan sitting around. below 500.
With two jobs. I mean, that tells you jobs. How lazy the guy was, or the owner had no idea what to do. You know? Yeah. It's like, I'll give you both jobs, whatever. The less I have to be involved with, the better I am. Gives no interviews. Doesn't talk about the team. Could care. I mean, what do you do there, Tommy boy? You know? I mean, was he a hedge manager or something?
Yeah.
Ta-da! What does that tell you? That's all you need to know. Next to politician, hedge managers are the biggest assholes on the planet. So, if he's going to take this team, you made your money. I mean, I don't know how much NBA teams are going for. I mean, how much do they appreciate since he bought this team?
I would think quite a bit.
Well, the Houston Rockets sold for $2
billion. With a B?
B.
Because they're in Houston and they actually win something.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, that's the one I know off the top of my head that sold for $2 billion. Yeah. I don't know what the Pistons are worth.
40 cents.
But, you know, you're talking...
You mean on the court?
Well, yeah.
I'd say 50 cents, and that would be the halftime entertainment.
So, okay, so Houston's worth $2 billion. I don't think the Pistons are worth anywhere
near that.
$2
billion. What do you have as an intangible? Before, you had the palace, you had all the property, you had all the concessions, you had blah, 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 blah. Now that you're at Joe Louis Little Caesar, you know, you have nothing. You're a tenant, you know?
Well, that's true, too, yeah, because Houston's got their own stadium.
Yeah.
And everything, so maybe that would include all of that, too, into the selling price.
How much do you think the palace and its land is worth? At least one B, you know? Yep. At least, you know? Especially if you're going to have a rival team come in. Did we let that slip out?
Hmm.
Two NBA teams?
Ooh.
Well, we knew we were doing such a good job supporting the one we have.
Yeah, but this time we mean it. Oh. You know, the rich people up there really, really mean it. You know? I mean, it's like, okay, you took away the Pistons. All right, give us a brand new team. You know, or, dare I say, a new NFL team indoors at the Palace?
Ooh,
you have to get rid of some seats, a lot of seats, you know. But if you can play indoor arena football there, you can play NFL team there, right?
Huh.
So you have location, 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 size stadium, rich people are like comfortable there, and whatever little shit NFL expansion team you want to put in there.
Well, you don't need an expansion team. Just pull off one of those teams that's floating around LA looking for somewhere to go.
The Chargers.
There's a bunch of them, right?
The Chargers would be happy to leave right about now.
There you go. They tell me another NFL team would come here being loved. You know, even if you do the lonesome loser kind of thing, put them up in oh, my God, could you imagine? Put them at the Palace. And so it's Auburn Hills versus Detroit and everything that means. Oh, baby.
They would love to have some place just to go where they have a stadium that they have their own fans. Even their home games,
yeah.
The opposing team has more fans than their own fans.
Yeah. What do you get when you get San Diego, though? I mean, talent-wise, on par with Detroit.
Well, you get Phil Rivers. You get Aaron, what is his name, Gordon, the running back.
Oh, could you imagine what that would do?
Yeah.
I mean, that would put a fire under the Fords because you would have to win because there's only X number of people that will go to an NFL game who can afford to go to an NFL game, you know. And the rich people up in Auburn Hills would make Philip Rivers their own, you know. And now, Detroit, you know, the Lions could not just settle for mediocre and go, well, next year we'll be better. You know, thanks for your money, you know. Now you'd actually be in competition with even not necessarily a better product, but a different product.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know? San Diego actually has a defense.
Yeah, and a coaching staff. Ooh, let's see. Could you put 100 yards in there? In the Palace? You could put a really weird ice rink in there. You could put a indoor soccer field, which was 100 yards, wasn't it?
Soccer field is 100, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, they played that easily inside. So, it's the weirdest dome you'll ever play in.
Yeah.
But
it'd be small enough to you'd fill it every week, so you wouldn't that would work probably.
You think about it. If you put that field, you know how close the fans would be? Holy jump, you'd be right on top of the action. That'd be a great place to see a live NFL game. You know? I mean, geez, every seat would be a good seat.
But what's your capacity there?
I mean, 22,000.
No, you'd have to knock some seats out in the corners and stuff.
All right, so 22,454 in... is that right? No, that was my divorce money. they're about 21,000.
Uh-huh.
Not including the suites. But, I mean, you got suites that are underground now. Uh-huh. I mean, you got plenty of suites you could sell. Plenty, Mr. Valente. You know? How much would it cost to bring... an extra NFL team here. Woo!
I'm not sure what the...
Woo!
If there's a transfer fee, I don't know if there is.
It'd have to be.
Yeah, some sort of
fee. Yeah, then they'd have to vote on it and all that other crap, but...
Or just bring Oakland here. Just the hell with Vegas. Because they still haven't built the stadium in Vegas yet.
Well, did they actually sign that they're going to go?
Not yet. Nothing's in granite in Vegas yet.
Well, do the arm thing.
Just bring Daniel's Raiders over here. That would be a hell of a matchup.
Could you imagine?
Just bring Gruden here.
Oh, Hallelujah and silver and black and silver.
Yeah.
I mean, the battle of the silvers.
Derek Carr against Matt Stafford.
The two highest paid quarterbacks in the same state.
Can you imagine what a rivalry that would be?
Oh my God.
Wee-hoo! Because, look, I mean, there's plenty of Raider hooligans that are in around the Detroit metropolitan area.
Oh, yeah.
That would gladly embrace the black and silver as opposed to the Honolulu Blue. Because, I mean, Honolulu Blue would be looking like ballerinas, you know, and anybody who likes the Honolulu Blue would be considered like milk drinkers, you know. I mean, just by road alone, silver and black. Wow, that'd be humongous in the Detroit area. I mean, these guys could lose forever, like Oakland, you know, lose forever. Who gives a damn? You know, you're silver and black, and you're the hooligans and whatever, and Ford Fields are the, you know, nice drinking, piano playing.
Yeah.
You know,
they'd be hanging skulls from the rafters and all sorts of stuff. Man, that'd be great.
Oh, they'd be so Detroit. So there you go. So you got like a Detroit attitude out where the rich people are.
Yeah.
And you got, you know, the Rochester attitude in Detroit. You know, I mean, it'd be a strange mix, but it'd be badass. That would be it. I think I have a bell? I'll give myself a woohoo.
Woohoo!
I think we made that one.
There we go.
I mean, if anybody's listening with a little bit of cash, you know, slightly more than what we got, and certainly, you know.
Anybody from the NFL front office, are you listening?
Make it happen, guys.
That's right.
Make it happen.
Just remember us when you do it, okay?
Yeah, I'll give it a
Just remember where you heard it first, because we're the authorities and we told you to do it.
That's right.
What?
Really?
And everything that we come up with is a good idea.
Exactly.
There you go.
Oh, my.
I thought I had a bell here. There you go. So that was us. So not bad, eh? And we'll give you a little bit of fun.
And now that we've got that all figured out, how about officiating? What do we do to fix that?
I think it's fine. I think the only people that cry are the people that don't score enough points.
Take a hike.
Well, that's a good question. I don't know what can be done with the officiating. One thing I think that they need to do is they need to be consistent.
You know, but they're not going to be. Well, name one year in any professional sport where it was consistently called in any sport, any year, any decade, any era. Name it.
Well, I mean, as far as consistency, you're probably not going to get that because you have you know, different referees doing the same games and whatever. But as far as the way the rules are interpreted, you need to interpretate the rules exactly the same. You can't, as like the goalie interference, the way it's written in the NHL rule book. If there's any,
you printed it out.
Damn right, I did.
It's all beat up. How long? Because it, like, death grip the thing.
Well, I mean, he's been smacking it against the wall for about an hour.
That's right.
Smacking against a cat.
Basically, it says, you know, if the goaltender doesn't have the ability to play his position in the crease and is and is bumped or whatever by an opposing player. And a goal is scored, the goal should be disallowed. And I'm like, okay. But every time you see a goalie, a challenge by a coach, you look at the replays, and you look at the replays, it takes them 3, 4, 5 minutes. And it's like, if you go by this rule that's in the NHL rule book, it should only take him 15 seconds. Did the player touch the goalie? Did he interfere with the goalie? Sometimes it takes 3, 4, 5 minutes, and it's like, what are you looking at? Either he touched him or he didn't touch him. Case closed.
But it's not an interpretation of the rule. It's a disregard of the rule.
Okay?
It's saying, we're not going to follow the rule. We're going to follow what we want to do.
Right.
Well, who's worse? What team? What sport calls it worse?
NFL.
NFL and
the NHL is the worst.
Probably the NFL and the NHL is getting pretty freaking close to the NFL.
Well, don't you think that there's more action, more things going on in the NFL in a football game than there is in a basketball or hockey game?
Oh, sure there are.
Then you got a lot more, your percentages of screwing something up is
particularly
increased.
When you don't follow the rule book. You know, the rule book says for video replay, it's overturned. The play is overturned on video replay if there's incontrovertible evidence. And then they sit there trying to figure out if it's incontrovertible or not.
Yeah.
No, it comes down to this. Is it obvious?
Right.
Or was it an obvious bad call? If it's not obvious, you've got to sit there and keep hashing it over. Move on.
Yeah, you can't sit there for 10 minutes and go, let's see if we can find it.
Yeah.
It's either you look at it or maybe look at it twice and go, yes or no.
Yeah.
You can't sit there for a half hour and look at it. It's either yes or no.
Score more points.
And this is why I get ticked off about,
You're ticked off about a lot of things.
Oh, yeah, I was really ticked off last night. But it's like... You go by the rule that's in the book, they should have been able to figure out in 15 seconds, Austin Matthews' goal last night would have been no goal. But they sat for over 5 minutes last night, and it's like... Really?
So they give him a goal or not?
No, they didn't give him the goal.
Well, that was the correct call.
But then, no. They said that they were going to tweak the rule.
I mean, no.
They said they were going to tweak the rule that if there was goalie interference, but it had nothing to do with the goal being scored, they were going to let the goal count. So I'm going, well, Austin Matthews bumped the goalie, but the puck was 2 inches from the goal line, and he tapped it in. I'm going, well, the goalie's looking over this way. The puck is on the other side of the net, and he's not even looking. He had no idea where the goal, the puck was. Okay, well, then technically that should be a goal. So then they waved the goal off, and it's like, okay, now you decided to go by the rule that's in the book. Decide which way you guys are going to call this. One time you call it this way. One time you call it another way.
Well, I think the solution is, do you have a sound effect ready for a gunshot? What they should do is when the referees screw up a call, we need to have an execution right there on the field, around the ice, line them up. Okay. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Move on. Bring in the next ref.
But the thing about it is it's technically not the ref's call on the ice. It's the war room in Toronto.
Uh-huh.
So Mr. Bettman.
Well, please. That's exactly how we feel when we're sitting waiting for the video replay to be decided.
Mr. Bettman, please give me the number to the war room in Toronto so I can rip somebody's ass the next time I don't like their call.
Only against you-know-who.
No! I didn't like the call against the Red Wings when they played Tampa Bay either.
And did they give it to the Wings? No.
It was against the Red Wings.
Yeah, I know. So there, yeah. I'll see everyone going, ah!
And the reason they rule against the Red Wings is because they know it doesn't matter. They're going to win anyway. It's going to go to court.
There you go.
but the point I'm making is they need to.
Don't matter. That's why we're calm. We don't give a shit.
Well,
win, lose, whatever.
But the point that I'm making is they need to be consistent on what rule they're going to use. The one in the book or the one they decide to make up when they decide to make the call.
Why are you so mad this year? They've been doing it for every single year. Right? It's because that maybe might creep into before they do their February swoon.
They've already done the swoon. They've been playing horrible lately. But
here it is. It's January.
It started.
There we go. 67, another Moran.
But the thing about it is the swoon is not as it's not hurting them as bad because they're 12 points ahead. But
of what?
Of the team that can, you know, the rest of the division is 12 points behind them. So
at 12 points, it's what, four games?
No. Here comes the swoon.
Six.
Okay.
But
that's
anyways.
That's all. It's a couple weeks.
This is the only reason why I have a real problem with it, because they're just not consistent with the way they interpret the rules, or they decide to just change them.
Okay, and you can do what about it?
I can't do nothing about it. It's just
well, I'm sure that before every game, they send out a memo from the league office as far as which teams they want to screw that thing. Right? let's just nail
and,
the
and the Maple Leafs are right at the top.
Yeah,
of course.
I can do nothing about
it. Let's cheat the Maple Leafs today. Yeah.
Yeah. Really. Hey, Bell. I got the thing. It's Maple Leafs that are screwing tonight. Okay. Yeah. Great. Okay.
We've seen it in the NFL all the time. The Lions are consistently getting jobbed by the league and
loser
by the refs. Right. Every Lion fan out there. Those real Lion fans out there, yeah. They all know that there's a conspiracy against
them. There you go. So what is it, like fake referee now?
Fake referee, that's right.
You can't believe those referees anymore. They're fake. They're paid for by Republican those Democrats.
Fake calls.
Fake calls, yeah, that's right.
Fake calls.
So funny, what can you do about it? Nothing. Okay. Classic. All right, number four. Talk about cheap refereeing. Do you care about this year's Super Bowl?
No. Yeah. I never care about any Super Bowls.
Until Toronto plays. Wait.
No, I don't care about any Super Bowls unless I have squares and I can get some money. Yeah. Other than that, I could care less.
It's fun to watch.
It's gone to the point of now folks aren't even watching for the commercials, Uh-huh. I mean, before, like about a decade ago, you could get everybody together because you'd watch the commercials. And what'd be funny, what would be heart-tugging, what actually sold something, what was horrendous besides all the GoDaddy ones, And now it's like, every storyline's gone. As much as you want to see Jacksonville, like the small-town friends, or Minnesota play in their own place, now you got two teams. All right, ho-hum, who do you think is going to win this one? New England, who always gets the calls, somehow. Or Philadelphia, you don't give a damn because you really think that they got a quarterback that can do this.
Now, name three players on the Philadelphia Eagles roster.
Phil.
Hello?
Foles.
Phil.
Yeah.
Aguilar.
Smith.
Ajar.
Smith.
Ajar.
Okay. Jones.
Ertz. I guess.
Bob.
It took a while, didn't it?
Yeah.
Do you care? Nobody. There's no storyline. Unless you live in Philly, there is no storyline here. And you got a terrifically East Coast team. I mean, it's almost like the Mets-Yankees. Who cares? If you don't live in New York, who cares about that matchup?
Yeah.
And this one, it's almost a foregone conclusion. All right, Brady wins somehow, whatever. Next. You know, and Belichick goes, here we go, whatever. Do you really care? I mean, would you really want to, you know, buy a ham and get everybody together for this one? Not even close, man. When is it? It's next week, isn't it? Next Sunday?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks from this Sunday?
Right, because they run the Pro Bowl next week, and then the week after is...
Okay, yeah, so 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, this Sunday, and then a week after this Sunday. Yikes. Almost right before wrestling. Oh, no, you don't.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, too, I mean, how are they going to hype this one? Okay.
There's nothing. There's no storyline.
There's always so much hype attached to the Super Bowl. What's going to be the big drama here?
Brady's hand. Belichick. Yeah,
that was a real big issue on Sunday, wasn't it?
Yeah, that worked out well.
Yeah.
Yeah, ooh, fooled everybody.
Yeah.
You know? Let's see. Brady's hand? Nope. Belichick has to win mysteriously somehow? Nope. Let's see. That Patricia's coming to Detroit, even though we probably got the wrong guy? Nope. There's nothing here. There is no story. There's no flashy kind of guy. There isn't, like, some controversial player. There's nothing here. This is a basic football game.
Yeah.
You know, this is a division game. There is nothing. I mean, East versus East on East. You know, what do you... You might as well just bring out Kirk Cousins. You know? I mean, that's how about exciting is this... This thing is going to be an absolute rating flop.
Yeah.
And then, especially when you have your halftime entertainment, it's Justin Timberlake.
All right, maybe.
But what you need is some old, washed-up 60s group to bring that demographic in. Because, NFL, millennials don't give a damn about football.
No.
Not like the greatest generation. Not at all. They'll time shift it. And so the $1 billion that you're paying per minute, Budweiser, to show the big horses walk and a cute little puppy doing something that makes women go, you know, it's not going to be worth your time.
They do what?
Okay. You know, I mean, you can almost shut your eyes and go, all right, there's going to be a funny Doritos one.
Yeah.
There's going to be a heart-wrenching, you know, Budweiser one. By the way, Budweiser has slipped to number 4 in the beer.
No kidding.
In America, yeah.
What's number 1?
Bud Light.
Really?
Yeah, Bud Light, Coors Light, Miller Light. And Miller Light is like kicking ass.
No kidding.
It's like, how? You know? I mean, not the most delicious beers I've ever... I mean, that's water, and water. You know? Water. So...
Hey, give me a two-hearted ale any day, but... It's
Founders is doing real well, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, 0.34. I mean, they're number 8 in all microbrews. And it's where'd you guys come from?
You ever hear of their breakfast stout?
No. Oh, God. Wonderful. No. No, I prefer a Pabst for breakfast, if you don't mind.
Or an old Milwaukee.
Light.
Yes.
And A. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Give me an old Milwaukee. Yeah, but none brewed in Toronto. So I guess we should probably drink Labatt's, right? I forget who does what. Molson was the Canadians?
Yes.
Okay.
And Labatt's Toronto. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll still drink. I mean, really, on the whole, you know, Labatt's is the way to go.
Yeah.
Labatt Blue, Labatt Light.
Uh-huh.
Blue Light. You know, it's just a beer. You know, a beer with a beer taste. You know what you're getting. No surprises. And it's tasty. So folks from Tri-County Brewery... Or distributors. How about some freebies?
Okay.
There you go.
Sounds good. Yeah, we should actually have a show where we actually sample different beers over and over and over again. And at the end of the show, if we can remember, we'll actually judge them.
Do you know something? I was telling you to our fifth Beatle, Paul Jurek. He said that he actually found the group ABBA. You know, the singing group?
Yeah.
Actually found one of the guys actually wearing a Toronto Maple Leafs jersey.
Oh, my.
There you go.
And ABBA's from
Sweden.
Sweden, you betcha.
Yes.
Loved all the way around the world.
Yes.
There you go.
From the country of Matt Sundin.
Did it have a 21 on the back?
Those lovable losers. Anyways.
Salming's number?
Salming was 21.
Yeah.
And Matt Sundin was 13.
Yeah. Huh?
Why do we care about number 5?
Oh, just to let all the hardcore Tiger fans that we have another utility man in the in the Tiger system that will be another.
Blows.
Alexei Amarista got a minor league deal. That's appropriate. I mean, here's a guy who's been in the major leagues for a few years and had left no imprint whatsoever.
Yeah. Ugh.
He bats a career 238, but he's got the tools. Yeah. He's fast on the base path. Oh, yeah. Brother.
Left-handed bat. He's a left-handed bat. So he only hits 238, but at least it's left-handed.
238. Who are you going to start him on the second game against the Royals? You know?
Well, he will compete with the likes of Ronnie Rodriguez and Nico Goodrum for the Tigers utility man spot. So, hey, you know, remember these names here. You know, you're going to be valuable.
Goodrum hit 059?
Uh-huh.
Yep. He was 1-for-17 for Minnesota.
Yeah.
And Rodriguez was 291 with 17 home runs and 64 RBIs for Columbus at AAA.
Why do we need so many crap infielders?
To replace the other crap infielders that we had in the minor leagues.
No, because we got rid of the good ones we had.
We didn't have any good ones down in the minors.
No, I'm saying we have to.
They didn't have any good ones in the majors.
I mean, you want to look position by position. You know, the Tigers minor league system has been dreadful. Infield was the worst.
Oh yeah,
it was Death Valley.
No. What I'm saying is they have to. The Tigers have to replace the good ones we had with the Tigers.
Okay.
With garbage, because that's all we have is garbage.
Well, that's right. Because that's what you do when you blow it up, right?
Right.
You don't just blow it up. You blow it up and then bring in garbage.
Right. Yeah. You bring in garbage on top of garbage.
That you're hoping that the single A, double A guys make it in 5 years, so you're going to give the people garbage?
Yeah.
Make sure you lower your prices, too, won't you?
Oh, yeah. Right. You know? Right. Yeah.
Which brings us to number 7.
Yeah. During... you know, the Tigers' rebuilding year, if you decide to go to games and stuff,
take a book with you.
You know, you're going to go to opening day just because it's tradition, it is pomp and circumstance, it's a fabulous time.
And it's colder than hell.
Especially this year.
Yeah.
Depending on the day.
It's going to be in March.
No, you know what's going to be the shit day is the game after.
Yeah.
Oh, the game after is a disaster. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Now for your lineup. There's one person there, and they're doing this to get the circulation in their hands rocking. Opening day is a blast. If you've ever been down there or celebrated anywhere near there, it's a blast. You know? Blah. Oh, which reminds me, Punchki Day, 13th. Okay.
Oh. Okay.
So
the Tigers are celebrating the 50th anniversary of the 68 Tigers World Series Championship team. And think about this.
And the 25th time they did it, and the 40th time they did it, and now the 50th.
And think about this. In the 50 years in between, they've actually won the World Series one time.
Yeah.
And that was, what, 34 years ago?
Do you think that...
Okay.
Do you think that they're going to see right through this? You know, I mean, basically the millennials now are the ones that are going to go to baseball if they're going to go. I mean, they have no connection, none, to Willie Horton or Mickey Lolich.
Yeah.
Zero. No, K-Line, maybe their dad's heard of them.
Uh-huh.
You know, Bill Freehan, who?
Yeah.
You know? So what's the connection here, guys? You know, where do you think you're going to fill it? I hope, are they just going to give away bobbleheads? That's it?
Well, no, they have a whole bunch of games that they're going to be...
Yeah, but are they going to bring Al, trot him down on the court?
Oh, hell no. No.
All right. So they're not going to actually bring these humans there? They're just going to give away the bobbleheads?
Bobbleheads and then...
King Useless.
Well, you know... Let's face it, these 68 guys, they're not in great shape anymore.
I mean,
Freehand's got Alzheimer's, and, you know, it's...
Does he really?
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, it's...
I mean, they're gonna have a celebration for Trammell and Morris getting into the Hall of Fame.
That wouldn't be bad. Yeah. Give him a hand.
You might
want to
go to something like that, but, I mean, other than that, all the giveaways and stuff like that, you're going to, you know, I mean, they're going to... You know, if you want to go like the April 15th, you can get a, you know, or whatever. You can go to May 26th and get an Al Kaline bobblehead or whatever. I mean, but, yeah, they're just going to keep giving away shit. Just to try to get people in the stands.
Prince Fielder bobblehead, maybe. You know?
Here's a big deal. Do you? How many bobbleheads do you have?
Zero.
None. Bobbleheads don't turn me on, man.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the point? Maybe if you're three. But a three-year-old isn't going to buy a ticket.
Yeah.
You know, and go downtown and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, bobbleheads, really cool in about 1994.
Yeah.
95.
I mean, they're giving away replica jerseys on the 8th.
What? I mean, size mediums?
Huh. Well, they're probably all going to be one size, so half the people won't even be able to wear them because they'll probably either be too
big
or too small.
Supplies last.
Yeah. And I'm sure they're going to have advertising all over it, too.
Hell yes, they are. All kinds of Myrie things.
It's not like you're going to be able to sell it.
Right.
Or whatever. It'll just be something you can just say, hey, I was there.
Some piece of junk, yeah.
Kids back to school water bottle. You know, I go to Meijer and get a Detroit water bottle. You know, for about $3.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's why I figured I put all this stuff down. So, you know, for all you Tiger fans that have money to burn, you can go pay your $30 ticket to go get a $2 item. Go for it.
On the 23rd, you're getting a kid's compression sleeve.
Yeah, I saw that.
What the hell is that? Who's pitching that? It's like, boss, I got a great one. Great one. This will bring them in. You know, why don't we give the kids who don't need a compression? It's like, why don't we give a kid a walker? You know, that's it. Kids 7 and below will get a free walker.
Or a cane.
A cane, yeah, right.
How about September 7th?
We'll give away an Amigo.
Sock it to them socks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, cute.
Okay, like, no. I mean, you got to go to get a magnetic schedule.
Yeah.
You can pay $8 and get a pizza anywhere and pick one up right off the table.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, my God, I cannot imagine some little guy yanking at his dad's pant leg. Dad, can we go? Can we pay $100 so we can get a magnetic schedule? Oh, my God. April in the D Skyline beanie?
How about a pure Michigan koozie?
Oh, yes. Gotta get one.
You better get that for your kids so they can keep their beer warm, a beer cold.
A Detroit Stars hat? That's kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah.
A kid's coin bank? A patriotic pitcher on July 6th? How about July 4th? I mean, who's the patriotic pitcher? Ghost dressed up in red, white, and blue.
There you go. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There he is. Dressed up like Uncle Sam walking in on stilts.
That's if his elbows were repaired by then.
A Ron Gardenhire gnome. The hell is that?
To put in your garden.
Oh.
A garden gnome.
No way.
If you got to explain it to us, it's not really working. Oh, my God. And you're right. Sock it to them socks.
Yeah.
With all kinds of advertising over them. All right. Once again, Detroit, a swing and a miss.
Loser.
God, this is what, this is the, how can you even sell tickets? With a straight face, how can you call up people and go, hey, would you like a suite this year? They're going to be dynamite. You know, we got all these giveaways. We got bobbleheads galore. All right, somehow, some way, the Illich Corporation makes bobbleheads. That's the only way I can see how this even works, you know. I mean, a Jack Morris Hall of Fame replica jersey means what?
Yeah.
Made out of what? Paper? You know?
Well, it's probably a jersey with probably a...
It's a T-shirt.
It's a T-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
With
there
a bunch
you
of
go.
Ads on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, a bunch of Meijer ads, a bunch of
Pepsi,
DAC, DOC ads, you know,
Budweiser,
Little Caesars ads.
Budweiser for your kids, you know.
Budweiser, yeah, there you go, because that's exactly what Jack Morris is going to have on his Hall of Fame jersey, you know.
Yeah, sponsored by Meijer.
God, look,
yeah.
Dear Illich, I don't know which Illich is running you. It's a mysterious thing. Somehow we are in an era in Detroit sports where we have mysterious owners. I mean, think about it. When was the last time you saw the old bagel came down? You know, except for when the black guy took off and it was like, who's going to drive me now? Too bad, Miss Daisy.
Driving Miss Bagel.
The old milkshake. You know, she's not been around. You know, because she's close to death. She probably doesn't know where she's at.
Hey, where's my place?
It'd be like Illich. Sailing Illich.
Here.
You know?
Dress me up.
You know, probably has Illich's old wig. Put that on the old bagel. You know? I mean, she doesn't know anything what's going on the team. She just knows there's a bunch of guys in tight pants running around.
Yeah, that's what I like.
You know? Ever since the old man died, now she's like, oh, those boys are mine. You know? It should go to another relative. But the old milkshake was like, oh, boy, I go in the locker room now. You know?
I'll wait until they...
Yeah, get go in the showers. Off. And I'll show them my big wrinkly prunes. Whee! You know?
And there's some black ones, too. Oh, boy.
God. Whee! All right. So between the old bagel, the guy that's in California blowing coke up his nose, which Mystery Illich runs what place, you know? All opinions being ourselves and allegedly doing things.
Yeah. You know? I mean, all of
them. And then Ghost, too, whatever he does, you know?
Yeah. Nobody runs anything.
Nope.
We don't think.
Nobody's responsible. I mean, really, yeah. I mean, I've never seen... Normally, they have, like, an interview on slow news days with some owner.
Yeah.
When was the last time they actually talked to Martha?
Where's those nice butts? Come here.
Yeah.
Look, are longer.
Every now and then, you talk to a general manager.
Maybe.
Avila.
Maybe.
Yeah. And if you talk to Stan, you gotta schedule a... interview a week in advance so he gets there.
Howland, it's like, we're prepared to win. Same old damn thing. Next.
My defense is good.
Yeah, I like my team.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, there's speculation that Howland will be done after this year.
Yeah, so, I mean, right.
I think done is a good word, don't you?
Wait a minute, where's my... God, I can pick any one of these here. Yeah.
Well, I mentioned Holland's name. I figured we were going to get a cat.
Yeah, you are. But you know, here we go. That's for if you think he's going.
Loser.
You suck.
Wow. I mean, that he's not going anywhere because Illich don't give a fuck. He doesn't. He really doesn't, because if you're looking at what you're looking at right now, and if you're not blowing this thing up and taking your coach away, yes, you're winning every one of your games. Yes, you'll be undefeated at the end of the year. But right now, when you're going through the motions and you're trying to, like, play it straight, and I'm doing the air quote thing, you know, they're already saying, well, Green's gone. Whee! Like, he's doing a lot here.
Yeah.
Bye. Thanks for that contract. You know? But them young kids are coming up.
$6 million.
Talk about $6 million. Ken Pockett, what did we not talk about in now about 45 seconds?
Well, we didn't talk about spring training is 3 weeks away, and there are so many free agents unsigned as yet. And there's a lot of players that are disappointed by the money that's being offered. J.D. Martinez got he was looking for a $200 million deal, and he's been offered now $125 million by the Red Sox. And there are a lot there are a lot of comments out there by general managers saying, why would we tie ourselves into a player who's in the decline phase of his career? Most of these guys that hit free agency have burned through their prime, and they're on the wrong side of 30, and they're looking to cash out with big long-term deals. And Major League Baseball teams have been suckered in by these guys for a long time, and maybe they're starting to learn a little bit. It isn't necessarily collusion. Maybe it's just called experience.
I think Boris is gone.
I do, too.
His day's over.
Yep.
Mark Milicek, what did we not talk about in 1 minute?
To bring up the Big Ten basketball, if things go the way things have been going, there might only be 3, maybe 4 teams going to the NCAA Final 64 because Purdue, Michigan State, Ohio State have been playing very well. Michigan has been playing pretty good. The rest of the teams in the Big 10, 12, whatever, 14, whatever the hell is in there.
B-I-G?
The big poop?
Yeah, the big shithole. have not been playing up to snuff.
Yeah, but everyone's going to say, but Michigan beat MSU.
Yeah, but the way it's looking now, at the most, maybe just four teams, but the last 4, 5, 6 years, it's been 7, 8 teams.
Yeah, well, talking about the last 4 or 5 years, that means we got to go. So we're a little bit late, but we don't give a damn. If you missed us, go over to Podbean, Podbean. You can listen to this yet again, take it with you in your travels, in your bathtub, anywhere you want to go. You know, say hi to Mark. Anyways, we got to go. So for the Super CPA, Ken Pocket, and for our sport director, Mark Milicek, as Sean Trevor, we will see you again next Tuesday on the Sports Authorities.
Bye.
Bye.